There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 37 of the tabernacle, the meaning of the veil. John Phillips once said, "The believer is invited to do something only the high priest of Israel could do once a year, to have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." That's from Hebrews 10:19. We are invited into the Holy of Holies itself. Our text today is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. "Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." The Greek word for veil in Hebrews 10:20 means to spread out like a curtain. It can also be translated as to cover. The veil in the tabernacle was a curtain and a covering. It concealed the Holy of Holies from the priest who ministered in the holy place, so they could not see the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. Only the high priest could enter through the veil, and he could only do so once a year. There were three entrances in the tabernacle. The first entrance was a linen fence on the outer edge of the tabernacle that led into the outer court. It was known as the Eastern Gate. It led into the area with the bronze altar and laver. Then, a priest would enter a second curtain to approach the holy place. This curtain was also known as the door. Then, the third curtain, or veil, divided the holy place from the Holy of Holies. This third veil is mentioned in Hebrews 9, verse 3. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the Most Holy Place. So, there were three total entrances in the tabernacle: the gate, the door, and the veil. Each one points to our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus spoke about how a person can approach God, he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's John 14:6. If you want to meet God, you have to meet him through the Lord Jesus Christ. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews share the significance of the third entrance, the veil, discussed in Hebrews 10. "Through his death on our behalf, we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus." The word for enter, used here in Greek, parousia, means admission, authorization for access. Believers have access to the heavenly sanctuary. That is, they have free access to God. Christ now sits at God's right hand as our high priest in this heavenly sanctuary. Christians can now enter this most holy place with boldness by the blood of Jesus. The blood refers to Jesus giving his life for us. You can see Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 and 14, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 29, Hebrews 12, 24, Hebrews 13, 12, and also verse 20. This encouragement for boldness is remarkable because under the Old Covenant, the most holy place was sealed from view by a curtain. Only the high priest could enter this room. This he would do only once a year on the Day of Atonement when he offered the sacrifice for the nation's sins. The curtain represented the mystery of God's holiness because only the consecrated priest could go behind it. In a similar way, we cannot have access to God without the appropriate sacrifices and cleansing from sin. But Jesus' death in his human body, in his flesh, removed the curtain. The veil in the Old Testament tabernacle was a forerunner to the corresponding veil in the temple at Jerusalem. Like all other veils in the tabernacle and the temple, it was temporary. Yet, it foreshadowed the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, by which we have permanent access to God's presence. Some questions to consider. How do you see Jesus foreshadowed in each of the three entrances of the tabernacle? What makes the third curtain, the one leading into the Holy of Holies, vitally important to your growth as a Christian? And finally, take time today to reflect and respond to the following words from A.W. Tozier. With the veil removed by the rending of Jesus' flesh, with nothing on God's side to prevent us from entering, why do we tarry without? We sense that the call is for us, but still we fail to draw near, and the years pass, and we grow old and tired in the outer courts of the tabernacle. What doth hinder us? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.